is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Russian President Vladimir Putin and his Ukrainian counterpart, Volodymyr Zelensky, have met for the first time in Paris for long-awaited talks on resolving the military conflict in eastern Ukraine that has left more than 13,000 people dead since 2014. After a series of bilateral meetings, Putin and Zelensky sat down with French President Emmanuel Macron and German Chancellor Angela Merkel. The four-way talks represent the first time the heads of Ukraine and Russia have met since 2016, and the first time since Zelensky was elected in April, pledging to end the war. All sides have expectations of any breakthrough. The Kremlin wants to maintain as much influence over Kyiv as possible, using the land held by the separatists it supports in the Donbas as leverage. The Ukrainian president must balance the benefits of progress toward peace with the potentially disastrous political risk of being seen as surrendering to Moscow. A New Zealand volcano erupted today while tourists were exploring White Island. Dozens could be dead. Authorities say the site is still too dangerous for police and rescuers to search for the missing. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
We know that there were a number of tourists on or around the island at the time, both New Zealanders and visitors from overseas. I know there will be a huge amount of concern and anxiety for those who have loved ones on or around the island at the time. And I can assure them police are doing everything they can.
Britain's cybersecurity agency is investigating whether state-sponsored Russian hackers were behind the leaks of British government documents used by opposition politicians to embarrass Boris Johnson's ruling Conservative Party ahead of Thursday's general election in the UK. The leaked documents were used by opposition Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn as what he called evidence that the Conservatives might include the country's public health service in any future trade deal with the United States. More news at VOAnews.com. From Washington, this is VOA.